Now, I've always been told that she wouldn't give him divorce before he left. I don't know if that's true or not.
Okay. Well, I'm kind of wondering,
because... I think so, because as I told you, they was well off, and they left him. I think they just had to rent a little old place until Dad got old enough to work and buy him a house.
Yeah.
Because I just got a feeling that he sold everything he had, because he had a big farm. I know where the old farm is.
Uh-huh.
I've been there many a time. I know where it is.
Yeah.
Nice big farm, big bottom land. Had a nice enough house on it, I guess. The house was gone by the time I knew it. And then he also had a, as I told you, a little store down in what they call Frogtown.
Right.
Where the brickyard is now. I mean, used to be
yeah.
where the brickyard was.
Yeah.
Down in that vicinity.
Yeah.
So they must have been pretty well off. But as I said, the only thing that I don't know where it was nor how it was, but I believe it was either Henderson Branch or Prairie's Branch 1, that they must have rented the house from somebody. Because that's where I told you Dad said that he had a herd of goats and didn't know it.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
You remember me telling you that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, wherever that was. And that was after Grandpa left.
Okay.
And that was before they bought the house and moved to where they, you know, where they always were, the house I knew.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, want me to read you this obituary on his daughter?
Yeah, if you want to.
Sure. Let's see. It's this was in the newspaper out there, May 9th of 1924. And it says, death takes Sarah Hall. It says, all Rainier pays tribute at funeral on Sunday. And then it says, Rainier was plunged into a cloud of gloom shortly after noon Friday, with the death of Miss Sarah Hall, only daughter of Mr. and Mrs. Alfred Hall. During the week, while she was in St. Vincent's Hospital in Portland, her many friends hoped she might win her fight for life, and only after the message came that she was dead did they give up. The fact that exactly 2 weeks from the day of her death, Miss Hall would have graduated from high school makes the shock even greater. Her work in school was of such high standard that brilliant hopes for her future were entertained, and her personal popularity, though of the quiet kind, was an influence in her class in high school. Sarah Florence Hall was born in Elliott County, Kentucky on July 28, 1906. At the age of 3, she came to Rainier with her parents.
Well, that's news to me. I mean, I wasn't privileged to everything. I just caught here and there.
Yeah.
But I really thought that he took that girl with him and that she had that baby after they left, but she already had it.
Yeah.
That's the reason he went then, wasn't it?
It must have been. And then, now his brothers lived out there also in Rainier. Because in the 1910 census, Henry was there. And then in the 1920 census, Tom was there with him and Henry. Or Tom was, well, I don't know, Henry had moved somewhere else then, but Tom was there and Reuben was there and Riley.
Well, I think they nearly all went out west.
Yeah.
They all went out west. Uncle Al went somewhere. I'm not sure if it was west or not, but he did come back. And in my younger days, I knew him.
Uh-huh.
But he hadn't always been there, I don't think.
Yeah, I don't think I saw him in the census out there. I don't think I saw him.
I don't know where he went. And I'm not even sure that he went, but it seems to me like that he did.
Uh-huh.
But he did marry somebody over around the Oakland or somewhere in that part of Carter County.
Okay.
I'm not sure, but I think.
Well, now, one of the brothers also had a younger wife. Let me look and see which one that was. It was Riley. His brother Riley was, in 1920, Riley was 52 years old and his wife Ethel was 25.
Oh, they lived very young, didn't they?
Yeah. Unless that was
young women, otherwise.
Unless that was a second wife also. Now, she was from Kentucky. And then they had a daughter, Eva, that was 5 years old in 1920. And in 1920, Alfred was 62, but his wife, Amanda, was 42. That was
20 years different.
Yeah, 20.
You know, I was 8 years old when that girl died.
Yeah.
Oh, Grandpa stayed longer than, he must have stayed about 4 more years, because I was at least 11 when he come back. I was at least 11 years old.
Yeah, and that would have been.
Because I can figure out by the ages of my sisters and how many sisters I had, no. So I might have even been 12.
So, and you, what year were you born? 19.
So Grandpa must have stayed a little while after that, because they said he had houses and everything. So apparently they was well known then, wasn't?
Yeah, they sound like everybody knew him. Well, even in this obituary here.
Well, you know, in order for that girl to have been that popular, her parents would have had to been too.
Of course, now there was only 35 seniors in her class. It was a small town and a small school. But it does say the funeral was held Sunday afternoon from the American Legion Hall, and the hall was crowded beyond its seating capacity.
Well, that shows you that the family was well known.
And it says, with former classmates and friends and with townspeople who knew Miss Hall and would pay their last respects to her memory, the front of the hall was banked with flowers.
Well, now they said, Uncle Charlie, I think someone said, that he went, as I told you, he went at least twice out there.
Yeah.
Because he was out there when the flu, and their oldest daughter died. And they had another one died, but I'm confused about that, whether it died while, I know it died while he was gone. Whether it died with the flu or not, I don't know. But he's just a little fella, maybe. Too.
Okay.
But the oldest daughter, she died while he was, but the flu, she died, he was gone when the flu was.
Yeah.
And Aunt Cynthia was stuck up on that hill just turning them kids.
Well, I'm kind of wondering, you know, those pictures I gave you of Alfred and his brothers.
Yeah.
I'm kind of thinking those pictures must have been taken out west.
Oh, sure. I'm sure about them all being together that way.
Yeah. And I didn't realize that until we started looking all this up. So what year, you had said you thought Alfred came back in the fall of 1925. Do you still think that's right, or do you think it might have been later?
He come back in 25?
No, I thought that's what you said.
I don't know. I said I was 8 when she died.
Okay.
Well, and I had to be 4 more years, so that was 4 years that between her death and him coming home, according to the way I
well,
figured
let's,
it out.
You were born in 1914, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and she died in 1924. So you'd have been about 10 when she died.
When did you say she was born? I mean, died?
1924.
20?
24. Yeah, 1924 is when she died.
Well, I'd have been 10.
Yeah, you'd have been about 10 when she died, and you were thinking you were about.
Well, maybe he did come. Maybe he did come the next that next year. Then maybe he come when maybe I, as I said, I was 11 or 12, 11 maybe, at least 11.
Yeah.
Because I can remember just like it was yesterday.
Yeah.
Remember now, very well.
Now his brother Tom died in 1927 out in Oregon.
Did it say anything about him marrying him again?
Yep, it did. It said she'd remarried. Something said she'd remarried. He had remarried. But I think he'd only been, in 1920, he was still not remarried. But so it was sometime but after 1920 that he remarried.
Well, now he had a boy. I think his family all got killed but the boy.
Oh, really?
He had a boy. It was the whole family, and he had him with him, They'd gone to gather wood, and when this tornado come up, they got under the wagon. And then when they got back home, they wasn't no home there, no family. They was all blown away.
Yeah. And he said he lost his wife and and daughter, was it? Or did he lose more than one child in that tornado?
Yeah, he had a boy. I'm not sure, but what he didn't, maybe did come home after Grandpa. I know he did come home. It seemed like it's in my time. I'm not sure, but it seems like it was.
Okay.
I'm not positive that he come in my time and all.
But he wasn't the one that came back in the car with your Grandpa.
No, just Uncle Henry and his family.
Yeah.
And of course, they brought a lot of luggage and stuff. And Grandpa didn't drive some. Uncle Henry, you know, had a boy or two. And he had a girl and had some grandchildren. And they was two carloads.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's interesting. Well, we're gonna keep digging. My cousin Vicky, she likes working on this stuff too, and we're gonna find out who this Amanda is. We want to find out who that girl is from Elliott County.
Well, I'm kind of glad you found it out.
Yeah, and we're not done. I want to find out who she is, and then I'd like to look up when Alfred and Frances really got divorced, and find that out too, because we're trying to figure.
I think they did get divorced. I really do.
You mean when he left the first time?
Huh?
You mean when he went out to Oregon?
Now listen, you're talking about my grandmother. I'm thinking about the other woman he married back there. Her name is Frankie.
Oh, you mean?
I think they. Oh yeah, Grandma. Yeah, they got divorced. And I'd say it wasn't. Wouldn't you say he came back in 25?
Yeah, that's what you were saying.
Well, I don't know for sure. I can't say for sure when he come back.
So you think him and the third wife got divorced, Frankie?
Yeah.
Okay.
And she was a sister to Uncle Charlie's wife.
Yeah. Okay.
And they married, but they didn't stay together long, and I believe they got divorced. I know they wasn't together when he died, because he died upstairs.
Okay. Yeah. Now, they buried him with your grandma, didn't they? There at Van Hoos.
Huh?
They buried Alfred in Van Hoos Cemetery with your grandma.
Yeah. No, they're not buried together. They're buried in the same line, but there's a whole lot of distance between them.
Oh, okay.
And Aunt Polly's buried by him, his sister.
Oh, okay.
But they're on the same line. There's enough room for two graves between them. I think they know. Maybe she told them not to bury her by him. I'd say. No. She died first.
Yeah.
Because let me tell you, I remember Frankie and Grandpa being at the funeral.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
As far as I know, she didn't have no. I don't reckon she had any hard feelings towards Frankie, because she didn't care. She really didn't care.
Yeah.
At that point in time. Oh, God.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. When we find out who this second wife is, I'll let you know.
Okay.
Because I think we're going to find out. We're getting real close.
Oh, dear. I don't think I can get that interested in that. Well, I know you have been for years, haven't you?
Yeah, I have been.
Oh, a long time ago, Mike gave me a family tree that you'd run.
Yeah.
Years ago, years and years ago.
Yeah.
I see, he's been dead 19 years.
Oh, has he really? My goodness.
Don't seem possible, does it?
Nope, time sure flies. My goodness.
But yeah, he's been dead 19 years.
Wow. Well, yeah, we will, let me look here in these notes where I talked to the guy the other night, that he knew your grandpa out there, the 96-year-old man. He said, for a while, both, Alfred and his brother Riley worked at a sash and door factory.
At what now?
They worked at a, sash and door factory. Stephen, you got
to go. Oh. Well, I know Grandpa was pretty well off.
Yeah.
Well, they said he had houses and all kinds of things.
Yeah. And then, he said they had the shoe repair shop.
Yeah.
And he said at first he had it at his house, and then he moved it into downtown Rainier, Oregon.
Yeah, that's where he lived, Rainier.
Yeah. And there was a lot of people from Carter County that had moved out there. And somebody started this sawmill out there from Carter County.
That was Uncle Henry.
Is that who it was?
I'd say it was, because Uncle Henry, see, that's what he did. He was in the lumber business, Uncle Henry was.
Uh-huh.
And he logged all of every round Carter County all out and then left. And he went to Oregon. He went before Grandpa did.
Yeah.
Or at least that's the way I've heard it.
Yeah.
The way I remember it, that he went before Grandpa.
This man said that Alfred had a strawberry patch in his yard.
God, he knew him then, didn't he?
He knew him real well, and he said they lived just down the hill from him.
He must be real old.
Yeah, he's 96.
Older than me. I can't believe anybody's older than I am. That's what Mike used to say. He'd say nobody's older than Mom because I was the oldest one in the family. He'd say, nobody's older than Mom. He wouldn't believe it if he could see me now, would he?
No.
I don't believe he'd ever believe I lived to be 93. Outliving everybody.
Well, and there's one other thing about this daughter. Their high school yearbook... they dedicated a page to her, and this man I talked to is going to send me a copy of that page.
God, she must have been important.
Yeah. Well, of course, again, there was only 35 people in her class that she was going to graduate with, and then she died right before they graduated, so they dedicated that page to her.
They said Grandpa was absolutely crazy. Well, it must have been. That's when he left. He couldn't stand it there again.
Yeah. That must be. Yeah, he must have been very proud of her.
Must have been.
So when I get that page, I'll get you a copy of that.
Okay.
I thought you might want to see that.
Okay.
And he's supposed to mail it to me here pretty soon, so, yeah, I'm really anxious to get that. And so I'll get that to you, and when I find out who this Amanda, who the mom is, I'll let you know that too.
Okay. We need to know all the details, don't we?
Oh, yes, we do.
Oh, dear. I guess we're partners in crime, you and I. Just don't tell nobody I told you all that stuff. Some of the family may not. I just bet you that your dad's side of the house, I bet they didn't know.
Either they didn't know or they were ashamed.
You know what I mean? If it had been Aunt Cindy would have had to told them, and I bet she wouldn't.
Yeah, I bet you're right.
But see, that my big mouth, I never thought nothing about them.
Well, my grandpa told me all kinds of stories about the Porters, but he never said a thing about Alfred Hall.
He didn't.
Nope. He never told me a thing about him.
Well, no, he's it. Wasn't your grandma married before he left or not? I studied about that.
Yes, yes. Cena and Jasper would have been married, I think, 1901 or something like that. So, yeah, they were married before Alfred left.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, then my grandpa, Everett, would have been about 21 years old when Alfred came back.
Yeah.
And he never told me a thing about him.
So. Oh, that's just because Sandy just didn't tell him nothing. See, I was so close, sir, and we was always mixing and mingling around. That's how I got a lot of stuff. I don't know, I can't recall anybody, and I'm sure Dad never told me nothing.
Yeah.
Dad didn't talk.
Yeah.
I don't care what he'd have known, he wouldn't have told it. If it wasn't to their benefit, he sure wouldn't have told it.
Yeah.
But I don't know how I got all this stuff, but that, I'm telling you what I know that I've heard. But
yeah.
Where I got it from, I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Just from hearing them talk, I guess.
Well, I appreciate you what you've told me there, Rosella. And
you're welcome.
I
might as well spread it around. Oh, that's awful of me. Well, I hope Grandpa forgives me.
Oh, yeah. Well, they say you can't change the past. You can just change your future. So,
if they didn't want that stuff told, they shouldn't have done it.
That's right. Doesn't the Bible say what you do in secret?
You know, your life goes on. Even people know about you even if you're gone.
That's right. I think somewhere in the Bible it says your sins will be shouted from the housetops.
Yes, that's true. That's true.
Yep. Okay, well, hey, I'll let you go, and when I get some more of this stuff, I'll try to get it over to you.
Okay.
Okay, well, good talking to you.
Good, okay.
We'll see you later.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.